Welcome to Sight Singing Made Simple. We're confident you'll find this program to be an effective method for learning the basics of how to read music. Sight Singing Made Simple can be your key to a whole new level of participation and enjoyment in music. Reading music is easier than you might expect. The basics can be learned in a relatively short period of time with a modest amount of practice. As with most any skill, continued practice is necessary if you want to be good at it. Basically, music reading consists of only two things: knowing how high or low to make a sound, and knowing how long to hold the sound. The term we use to refer to the highness or lowness of musical sounds is pitch. The time element in music is called rhythm, and how long sounds are held is duration. Since music is an art form that takes place in time, we must have a way of measuring the time we hold pitches. Visually, we have units of measure such as inches and feet, meters and millimeters. We measure time in units of hours, minutes, and seconds. In music, the unit for measuring time is the beat. The beat is the pulse of music. That aspect we often respond to by clapping, snapping our fingers, or tapping our feet.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Oh, say, can you see? Three blind mice, three blind mice.
Notice the steady evenness of the beat, like the ticking of a clock. In reading music, we use the beat as a measure of how long we'll hold each pitch. Some pitches will last one beat, some two beats or longer, others only a portion of a beat. Notation is a set of visual symbols used to represent musical sounds. It's what we often see on the printed page and call music. But in fact, music is sound. What we see in print is notation. Graphic symbols representing musical sounds. Reading music is the process of making the sounds those symbols represent. The symbols we use to represent the time or duration of sound are called notes. The symbol we'll use to represent one beat of time is the quarter note. Study the information below before listening to the next musical exercises. When you're familiar with each of the symbols and terms, start the recording again.